you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer, and now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know the facts. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM. Where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Robots need love too.
A man has gotta deal with. Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Yeah. Popping pills is all we know. Inhales is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Sunday, do it all again on Monday. Spent the check on a weekend. Oh my God. I might do it all again.
That's bullshit.
I just hit a three-peat. Fuck three hoes I met this week. I don't do no old hoes. My nigga, that's a no-no. She just want the open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Popping pills is all we know. Inhales is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show.
You gotta go get it, my nigga. They hating, they staking, they waiting. Don't be mistaken, we dying to stand. Lord, I'm on fire, they thinking I'm saved. Calling me crazy on different occasions. Kicking the cameraman off of my stages. Cause I don't like how he snapping my angles. I'm overboard and I'm over impatient. Over my niggas and these, cause my agents. Dealing with motion that's more complicated. Like these two bitches that might be related. H-Town, you got one. And you bun be like a number one. It's late now, you got a late show. If you wanna roll, I got a place where
popping pills is all we know. Inhales is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let it.
I used to call you. I used to call you on your cell phone.
All these niggas the same. Wanna boss the bitch, procrastinate and play games. You wanna call my phone on a late night when you drunk as fuck, you lame. You in love with a stripper, I'm in love with a clipper. You a brand new nigga, got a couple dollars for bras and you sprinter. Guess you the man walking around like Jigger. But you never find another bitch to come close to this. Cause now I know where your focus is. I'm disconnecting this hopelessness. Never I was the bitch you was starving with. All the accolades and the accomplishments. All the time and sweat that I invested in. Now you acting like I'm some distant chick. I'm banging
ever since I left the city. You got a reputation for yourself now. All these bitches know when I feel left
boy, you tried to play me, now you stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you, I heard you fucking bitches going out more. Throwing all your money on the dance floor. Doing all that shit I never seen before. I used to call you on your cell phone.
On air on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasted live from Vancouver, from unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina. And that was Antidote by Travis Scott. And before that, we had Freak Like Me
by Idina Howard. Don't ask why that song is in there. But we just heard the Hotline Bling. It's been remixed by everybody. And that was our girl Trina's take on it. What'd you think?
I don't
miss Trina.
I don't understand why it's getting so many different covers.
Yeah, it is the song to cover for sure right now.
Erykah Badu covered it.
Mila J. Lots of twists. And then Vashti did this like visual interpretation
Vashti
of it.
Vashti did, yeah, a music video for it that she directed and starred in and wrote. Very sort of literal interpretation of.
Yeah, and the video dropped on Monday night.
It did. On Apple Music.
And it feels like an Apple video to me. Something about it, the lighting.
I can see that very clean, sleek, minimal, futuristic.
In the boxes, like everything is done in the boxes.
So it starts off with a bunch of girls in an office. They're all sort of on the phone, cubicles, and then you realize they're all phone sex operators. And then it cuts to Drake dancing in like a large cube. And the cube, the lights on it change color, so it's all solid yellow, and then it turns green. And yeah, it's got that very like Apple commercial feel to it.
Definitely.
And then there's like stairs with the girls on it.
And the cubes are changing colors, meanwhile. Yellows, greens, purples.
And Drake is just dancing the whole time, and it is so ridiculous. His dancing is insane.
It is beyond insane. It has spawned so many memes and GIFs, from the Spanish uncle dancing to salsa to the Arabic uncle. He's like an uncle in every like
he has
culture.
He danced to every sort of music. From every culture. His dancing is universal.
Yes. It's ridiculous. Crazy.
It kind of reminds me of when that little meme came out with Kanye dancing to the Rugrats. He was dancing to All Day, and they changed it up and swapped in the Rugrats theme music to it. So you've got Kanye dancing to that. That's what all these sort of memes remind me of. Like, everyone swapped out the music, and Drake is just dancing to crazy things.
There was a thing I saw on Twitter. It was like, Drake is always on beat. So they threw that video through like all those different songs, and he was always had some like move to match it. He definitely gave new life to that song, which is something that you were saying was because it was such a song of the summer, right?
Yeah, and I just feel like we all kind of had gotten used to the song, gotten over it, moved on. It was a song of the summer. We're into the fall now. And it was like, Drake was like, hey guys, you're not done with that.
A new life. He definitely injected new life into it. And it was Boss's Day on Friday.
It was. We kind of celebrated a little.
Yes. So we celebrated today, actually. So there's actually more Boss's Day cards than belated birthday cards.
I went to go pick up a belated birthday card for a friend. And there's like 4 or 5 belated birthday cards, but there are a shit ton of Boss's Day cards. It's crazy. It feels like such a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah.
But it was actually this chick in Patricia Hayes Horowski.
Mm-hmm.
She actually registered National Bosses Day with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in 1958. She was working for State Farm, the insurance company. Her boss was her father, and she felt like they needed a day to appreciate their bosses.
Wait.
And that's how it started. So you can literally register
a holiday.
Or at least in this
case.
Okay,
we need to do this. What day?
And so this has been a thing since 1958, though. But I guess in 2007, Hallmark, they increased their Bosses Day cards by like 28% or something. So now it's a thing. Now it's a thing.
A lot of love for the
bosses. And there's obviously all those opinion pieces like, you don't need to celebrate your boss. Da, da, da.
And also, we were talking, one of our friend TJ came on the show many months ago about just all of the different holidays. There's like a grilled cheese day and like a National Donut Day.
It's getting out of hand. There's an ice cream day. It's a lot of food stuff. It was National Coffee Day.
But people will like get involved. Like, I think, wasn't last week National Dessert Day?
Oh, I missed it if it was.
We talked about it, and you're like, oh, it's dessert day? And then the next day was, like, something really boring.
Mm.
Like, I feel like it was, like, flossing or something. Like, they try to balance it.
National Flossing Day right after National Dessert Day.
Yeah.
How can you have National Dessert Day in the same month as Halloween? It's kind of redundant.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
What?
Halloween is a month. To be honest, TBH, as we say on the internet.
That has to be shared with Christmas, because when you go to all the different decor sections of all the shops, it's Halloween and Christmas. So yeah, I guess Halloween gets a month, but Christmas gets a season.
So National Dessert Day, Candy Day, everything is about Halloween right now. Halloween.
Halloween. So Canada has been in the spotlight like crazy this whole week.
Yes.
Really, between Drake and Hotline Bling and the Blue Jays. And
they're doing really well.
And our new Prime Minister.
Should we break out into O Canada right now?
Oh. We voted, though. We voted on Monday. We did our duty. We voted. It was so exciting. Well, not as exciting as you thought it would be.
I hated it. I was like, I just thought that it would have, I think I was thinking more of like a spirit day, but I just thought it would have more.
Thinking it would have balloons and stickers and badges. You dressed up for it?
I did. I dressed up. I wore this like red skirt, super red. And then I got there and I felt really awkward because I was like, oh my God, like, is this like propaganda? Because everyone was just chill. No stickers, no cookies.
Nothing like American politics.
Yeah, no vote or die, just like vote, eh? That's all it was, like vote, eh?
Our new prime minister is sort of upping the sort of sex appeal of politics, Canadian politics right now, which is, I don't know, he's very much so a celebrity prime minister. He's young, he's 43.
His name's Justin Trudeau, and he is the Liberal Party. For those of you who don't know, we have like a multi-party system, and we had a conservative leader for a while.
Stephen Harper.
And there was a bunch of controversy, and so I don't know if it was more that people really wanted Justin or the Liberals, because you can vote for other people like the NDP or the Green Party. I think it was just a lot of people wanted Harper out, and so it was kind of like, I think there was even a website called anythingbutharper.com. So it was kind of, I think a lot of people put their weight into the Liberals, because it's usually neck and neck, very similar to like Republican and Democrat. It's usually neck and neck, Liberals and Conservatives, and they just trade off. But now
that
we're
was a
back
very
the
good little description. Yeah. All right then. But our new Prime Minister has spawned a term,
PILF
or P MILF, and it stands for
Prime Minister I'd Like to Fuck. Which is like
that is what
so out of order, I feel.
That's what Twitter's come up with to describe the new prime minister.
And I saw some memes, and they're talking about they had side by side him and Eric from Little Mermaid, and they said, "When you're leader looks like a Disney prince. And it was obviously a girl that shared it, and there were like tons of hearts by it and stuff. And yeah, he's kind of a sex symbol, which is just crazy.
The Globe and Mail had an article, and the heading read, "The world welcomes Justin Trudeau, Canada's super hot new leader." So
super hot.
He's completely being, yeah, elevated as a sex symbol, which is so strange. But Stephen Harper from the Conservative Party that was in power prior, he was really criticized for being boring.
So he was so now, dry.
Now there's this fresh 43-year-old Stephen Harper. When he was in office, actually, he had given a speech one time, and he said, "You know, I really like to twerk." People started laughing, and he's like, "What?" He's like, "I twerk? You don't believe I twerk? I twerked with President Obama." I don't know what accent I'm giving him. That's my Canadian Harper accent, I guess. But he said, I twerked with President Obama. What he meant to say was tweet. He was trying to say that he tweets, and he had tweeted with Obama. But he messed up. He said he twerked, and it was embarrassing.
What do you think his browser history looks like? Like, where is he getting his references from? Like, let me just go look at pop culture. And he's getting twerking.
So I don't think Justin would make those mistakes. But his father was also prime minister.
Yeah, his father, Pierre Trudeau, was Canada's 15th prime minister during the 70s. And he was a media sensation. And he came in at a time where, in especially Canadian politics, and I think even like American politics, when people started getting interested in the personal lives of politicians. Before that, there wasn't that interest, I guess, but he's consistently ranked as one of the greatest Canadian prime ministers. He started Trudeau Mania, where girls would go crazy for him, just like his dad, just like Justin. They were saying he's so handsome. He was in his 50s.
He was in his 50s, but he had very young women. He dated, or one of his mistresses was Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall, he dated her, yeah.
Barbara Streisand
is rumored. Yeah, Barbara Streisand.
But he's being called also the father of modern Canada. So he was definitely, yeah, sort of the forefather of this celebrity prime minister thing.
Which now his son is taking on. He's 43, and his wife is, I think, 39, Sophie Gregoire Trudeau. And everyone's talking about how beautiful she is and how beautiful he is. And even the opposing parties, that was like one of their central attack points or something.
Yeah, they were trying to say that he was too young. So they had this whole thing saying he's just not ready. And then the next guy goes, "He has great hair, though." So it was, everyone acknowledged how.
Yeah, I just think it's really weird because I don't know. I just feel like there has to be an element of, like, seriousness. And I feel like maybe he's playing into his, like, great hair and he knows what he is kind of a thing. And I feel like you should just look at your, like, Stephen Harper was dull, but at least he wasn't being, like, sexualized. So I'm trying. I don't know. I'm picturing him, like, with his shirt off.
You're picturing him twerking with President Obama. Because Obama is also a celebrity-type president. Yes. Obama's totally that celebrity-type president.
Completely. And then, like, I mean, celebrity politics is strange. Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California for many years, to Kanye West saying that he's running in 2020. And then Donald Trump
is insane. But we got to see his daughter this morning. Ivanka at Nordstrom's.
Mm-hmm. Really good segue there.
You liked that?
Yeah. Yeah, so we saw Ivanka this morning at Nordstrom's, and
she was there promoting her new line.
She has a shoe and jewelry line, and she also has an initiative called Women Who Work. And so she's profiled on her website, which is like a lifestyle website, ivankatrump.com. Where women entrepreneurs, various women who are kind of at different stages, maybe they're mothers and they're all saying, you know, focusing a spotlight on women who are working and trying to have that work life, that mythical work life balance that everybody strives for, but that I don't think is even possible.
But you can really see it in her designs. Very practical, clean lines, classic, nothing too fussy, and very reflective of her and her taste. And she looked absolutely beautiful. She is someone who looks just like their photos.
Yes, she's stunning, stunning. She looks a lot like her mom, like same smile. She's very sweet.
She had her hair up, just like how her mom does hers.
What's so interesting is that, so this meet and greet, it was something that I don't think we were expecting the way that it was set up. It was like people were lining up to take photos and taking the photos, just really nice. We're kind of watching it all go down. And then you would move on. So it had a very, like, celebrity feeling. Like, she was, like, signing things, and
you got to meet her. They snapped your photo. As you walked away, you got a printed version of your photo.
And it's fast, fast, fast. Like, they were moving people in and out, in and out.
She was definitely sort of showcased as a celebrity. And we had gone to an event last Wednesday at Nordstrom's.
With Prabal, and that was more intimate, and you really got to see the collection and see him clothes.
That felt a lot more like a designer sort of calmness to it. It was, yeah, very intimate, but this Ivanka Trump one was just, felt very celebrity-like.
Yeah, people were very excited. People were taking tons of selfies and photos, and But then she has been on, like, The Apprentice, and she's been on TV, and then obviously her dad.
And there's a Trump Tower coming to Vancouver very soon.
Going to be the tallest building, right, in Vancouver?
That's what they're saying.
The landscape of Vancouver is changing so much. I would advise everyone to, like, come here now and see all of the different neighborhoods, because I feel like in the next 5 years, there's going to be so many new things cropping up, which is kind of exciting as well. So yeah, that was our week, right? Week and a half, week and a bit. So we're going to get into some new music right now. Here is Casbo with World Away.
We'll be right back. yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Talking money never kill me. I know all the things in the building. They gonna feel me. We're jumping out of the ceiling. Taking our time and we build it. Speaking of time, from time. All of my woes, they had bear tanks. All of my woes, they got. Bear tanks. All of my woes got. All of my woes, they got. All of my woes, they got. Bear tanks. All of my woes, they got bear tanks.
Don't you already know?
All of my woes got
bear tanks. Okay, now
all of my woes. Killers walking my what?
Oh, hold on. They ain't ready.
Killers walking with the.
Nah, I think they ain't ready. Look. Bomb bomb.
You're going out. Have a Sammy, I don't play that shit. What fair? Fair, nothing sure. No more, you broke the rules, kid.
They talking down by the woes, a lie. It's time for them to noise up. Tell them all the nice, they ain't been up in the district. They don't know about the vibes. Ain't no being nice for the means of getting by. That's how we raise in the ends. That's how we raised up in the ends, yeah. That's how we raised up in the ends. How we raised in the ends, whoa. That's how we raised in the ends. If it ain't given, then we taking it. Then it's how we raised in the ends, poppin'. I ain't with the click hopping. Being with the Blake boys and Michael Jordan and Robin. Let's go, let's go. Toronto is the new Gotham, and on my woe dressed in black and associated with Robin. Let's go, let's go. Let's take it back where it started, back in the basement where bass is booming just like it's a party. Let's go, let's go. And we still rapping 40. You know that we all official, but none of our name is Cardi. Let's go, let's go. I'm hearing the talking, I'm seeing the watching, so watch all the talks when they talking about us. You should know better. To Weezy, my partner, Weezy, my partner, Sadie, my partner, all of them is my partners, and you should know now. This for Blake Town, this for my Wode, my brother, my round. This for my block, this for my set. Demanding respect, anyone can get checked, what? My killers are walking with bear tanks. Please tell me why would I fear things? Quit this, think this, and talking from a distance. Better believe that I hear things, woo. Yeah, now they know I'm riding with my niggas lately. We've been on the road. In the street behind the wall, that's a world up on the road. Dogs at the leash, and you want a thin rope, so don't chase me. AC and a Fendi, you wanna be a repeat. With a ting, only bomber, just like Kiki. Feeling backwards like a TV. My haters resting free. My woes is body, body on they masterpiece. They got bear tanks. All of my woes they got.
Bear tanks.
All of my woes got. All of my woes they got. All of my woes they got.
Bear tanks.
All of my woes they got.
Bear tanks.
All of my woes they got.
Bear tanks. Don't you already know?
All of my woes got.
Bear tanks. Okay, no.
All of my woes.
Thank you. You wish that you had kept me, and now you're falling on your front teeth. And I can see your skin a tint of green. Oh, you'd wish you wouldn't know. Oh, you'd wish you wouldn't know. I bet you wish you didn't touch her. So now you're making out you're so hurt. The way you made me feel is much worse. Now you wish you could reverse. Now you wish you could reverse. Oh, oh, you're way too late. And I was on this freaking train, and I saved you. To me, and don't you even think to lie, don't you even think to lie, there are no words which you could ever say to erase the hurt you sent my way, after retuning from recovery. I bet you wish that you were mine, bet you wish that you were mine.
Time and now I'm taking you away from you. Baby girl, come give it all to me. I carry all your pain, I marry all your flaws. Tears dropping like waterfalls, I'm watching the particles dancing with my eyes shut. You live in a dream of mine, I'm Peter Pan. I can take you to a secret land. Let's fly away to a place where only flowers grow. Hours go by like minutes, flight attendants on a flight to heaven, trying to find our limits. Now it's so clear, me and you forever, baby. So clear, I look in your eyes and I see no fear, just certainty and loyalty. Spoil me, take a step back and just bring it down. Later on tonight when we can lay down, I spoil you. Spent a lot of time and now I'm in too deep. I went too far, shake it off and I get in the car. Let's take a ride, I can use this time to clear my mind. I hear my mind talking rubbish like it's drunk. Back and forth and back, I don't know what I want. You're still a piece of me, I'm incomplete. Right now freedom's what I think I need. Hey, am I wrong? Now and then I get so insecure. Drink some more, I think of you every time I close my eyes at night. And now it's so clear, me and you forever, baby. So clear.
look in your eyes and I see no fear, just certainty and loyalty. Spoil me. Take a step back and just lay down. Later on tonight when we can lay down, I spoil you. You spoil me.
This not where I write my songs. This is where I write my wrongs. This not where I come for peace. This is where I fight my wars. This is where I drift to when my eyes are closed. Outer space. Nowadays, everything just seems so surreal. This not where the story ends. This is where it all begins. This is where we stand or fall. Up against the strongest winds. My money's on us, though I bet everything I own. You, me, and the hustle, and we're never coming home. Now, you forever, baby. So, yeah. I look in your eyes and I see no fear, just certainty and loyalty. Spoil me. Take a step back and just lay down. Later on tonight when we can lay down, I spoil you. You spoil me. This not where the story ends. This is where it all begins. This is where we stand or fall. Up against the strongest winds. My money's on us, though I bet everything I own. You, me, and the hustle, and we're never coming home. I'm so clear. Me and you forever, baby. So clear. I look in your eyes and I see no fear. Just certainty and loyalty. Spoil me. Take a step back and just lay down. Later on tonight when we can lay down, I spoil you, you spoil me, like royalty.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls On Air on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah. And that was Royalty by Kogetta featuring Tony Amaretto. And before that, you heard Bet You Wish by Ray, the K&E remix. And before that, we had Devante with Bear Tings. So, last week, as we mentioned, we headed to Nordstrom where we met Prabhu Gurung, and he was in town just showcasing his collection, and it was really great to see the models walk and all the great colors he uses.
It was a really great event, super, super intimate. They had amazing food. I always love the food.
So good.
Yeah, it was super intimate, though, and we got to talk to him. But, go ahead.
And Prabhu's story is just spans continents. He's lived in several places. He was born in Singapore, moved to Nepal, went to school in Mumbai and New Delhi, India, where he studied fashion. He worked in London and Melbourne before moving to New York City in 1999, where he attended Parsons and interned for Donna Karan. And he was on Cynthia Rowley's design team before becoming design director for Bill Blass. And he launched his collection in 2009, and he was the recipient of the Eco Domani Fashion Fund Award that year. He's also the runner-up for the CFDA Vogue Fashion Fund in 2010. And in 2011, he was named Goodwill Ambassador for Made Nepal. And he was the recipient of the CFDA Swarovski Award for Women's Wear.
Huge, huge list of achievements. Very talented designer.
And very well deserved.
What I really love about him is his sense of collaboration. And so he was one of the first designers to actually collaborate with Target. And that was in 2013.
And that was a huge collection. I just remember it selling out. And he was the perfect fit, I think, for that.
And even last winter, he had a line with MAC Cosmetics, and he had a really nice, beautiful holiday collection with them. The eyeshadows were really gold and sparkly. It was really, really beautiful.
And since collaboration is such a huge thing for him, we definitely had to ask him, and here is what he had to say.
It's an exchange of ideas, exchange of understanding, the having the humility to understand that not all great ideas come from you. And often collision of two different medium can, you know, or like in a place, a price point, whatever, it can produce the one of the most interesting, you know, culturally important stuff. So.
Yeah, collaboration is a huge thing. I feel like no man's an island, and I think the sooner you realize that, the better you can get. And he's had the chance to collaborate with so many amazing people, I'm sure. Even just being on interning for Donna Karan, the things you must have picked up there. And so we saw him, and basically what really was intriguing was the color palettes, orange, lemon, bright yellow, very vibrant colors, and also the way that he chooses the cuts and fabrics.
A lot of the collection that they're carrying at Nordstrom's right now, it was a lot of like the little slip dresses. A lot of what the models was wearing were the little slip dresses, and he was talking about how a lot of his friends have had babies recently, and so he's learning that, you know, things don't need to be skin tight to be sexy. And so the slip dress, it's, you know, that alternative. And I really love that he designs for his friends. He designs for real women, and you can see that in the sort of people that wear his designs. A lot of First Lady Michelle Obama,
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, a lot of really strong women.
Very strong women. Oprah.
And he has a whole, I mean, that's part of his branding. He's really huge into that empowerment of women and that grace of women and
elegance, femininity, emphasis on sensuality rather than sexuality. And in the last little while, I don't know, feels like a decade even, it's been the bodycon dresses. Tighter is better.
Tight,
lower
tight. More
is better.
More is more.
Yes.
He's bringing back that effortless, you know, less is more. It's not about the overt sexuality, but it's about a grace and a beauty and like a timeless elegance.
I think it's also about his clothes. You can wear them. They won't wear you. They won't.
You can breathe in them. You can walk in them, you can move in them.
So we asked him if and why that sensuality was so important, and he said that it's always just sort of been the way that he's designing.
I keep on saying it's like this sensual elegance, you know, the femininity with a bite, and I think it's extremely important because how I grew up, where I grew up from, you know, I think what I really loved seeing women was their grace. It was very, it was never in your face, you know, sexuality that like you see in different places, but it was very sensual, and that really informed the way I make clothes. Hopefully through making beautiful clothes, so that allows them to not have to worry about that, you know, like, you know, what are you going to wear and what, and but above all, I think, you know, for me, it's the season after season, it's a message that I want to convey, and then I think it's this, the message of, like, you know, the strength that comes with embracing the femininity. That is the biggest tool that women have, and I think because I, whenever I sit down and talk with my girlfriends, you know, they can go talk about fashion, politics, you know, children, cousins, this, that, da, 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 in one sentence. Try talking like that to a man. It's very rare. Men are very topic specific. And then not can't go, but, and I've always been fascinated by that, you know. So for me, That's all I want to do. Is like, and I just hope they understand. You know, the women are have always been an inspiration and muses to me. But I think I don't want to, as I said, I don't want to put them on a pedestal. I want them to sit across with me and have a conversation. Because I think the eras and time of like putting them on this thing, it almost becomes mixed in a caricature. You know, I just want them to treat them. They're women of substance, you know, that's what I've always been interested in.
Women of substance.
I love that.
That is a great mode to design to. Women of substance.
He's definitely hit the nail on the head with that bit about women becoming caricatures of themselves when everything is so over the top, especially sort of in this butt injection era that we're living in right now, where everything's bigger and bigger, you know, bigger lashes,
bigger nails, boobs, butts, everything, all of it. Yeah, it's nice to see someone classic, streamlined, yeah. Beautiful.
Women are becoming very cartoon-like in that regard. It's this very overly hyped sexual sort of cartoon.
In North America, definitely at least. And I think that his perspective as somebody who was born and raised in Nepal and
spent time in India,
you get such a different sense there. And I think those things are lauded a lot more and they're celebrated a lot more. And
he's bringing that class and grace over to North America.
Definitely. And so that was an awesome event. And thank you to Nordstrom's for having us. We had a really good time and we ate our weight in cheesecake lollipops. So that was really good. We'll be back same time next week and we're going to leave you with Mangoes by April Fool'child.
Waking up in the sunshine next to you, couldn't picture anything better to do. I could be dreaming, reality so deceiving, when all I wanna do is really be next to you. It's been so long since I felt like this. Usually don't plan my very first kiss, but you got me doing some different shit. I think I like it, I know I like it. I'm captivated by my imagination of things we could do. Ain't got no man, I ain't got no plans. Trying to put my hands in places where we could fly. Hide and seek, come on, find me. I got the mangoes for you. Usually so shy, but not tonight. You could get all of this juice. Hide and seek, come on, find me. I got the mangoes for you. So shy, but not tonight. You gon' get all of this juice. Like water, you should swim in this, boy. This is your chance to come get this brown sugar. Sprinkle me up with your love. All I wanna do is taste all the flavors of you. No, it ain't 1492. You could discover my ocean blue. I like the way you sail right through. You navigate me, how you take me.
Wrap me up, hold me tight, let me push it back on you. Pull me close, blow some smoke on the mangoes if you want to.
Don't you hesitate, boy. Hide and seek, come on, find me. I got the mangoes for you. Usually so shy, but not tonight.
You could do all of
CITR.